You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 3rd, 2021, and we can tell you that, according to California officials who helped rescue some of their students stranded in Afghanistan, that they are safe. The El Cajon area students who were stranded in Afghanistan after we withdrew all of our troops Monday, they have now been rescued because of Congressman Daryl Issa's office has had contacts with those in Afghanistan and others and gotten them out with some success. But he's also acknowledging, according to what he's hearing from the Cajon Valley spokesman, there are easily 1,000 more students, either American-born or children of SIVs, those who have been specially visa granted because they helped us during the war, still trapped in Afghanistan. And Mohammed, the guy who helped rescue Senator Biden and two other senators years ago when their helicopter crashed during a snowstorm in Afghanistan, he's still pleading for the president to get him out. He's still in Afghanistan, at last report. By the way, the Taliban is insisting we don't need the Western world to tell us how to treat our women. We don't need the Western world to tell us anything about how to run our country. Former UK commander in Afghanistan, former commander with the British troops in Afghanistan, said Biden's withdrawal disaster, quote, is the greatest victory for jihadists. He said 9/11 was a surprise attack, but this was a self-inflicted wound. I fully agree. And we're also being told by the Biden administration that all those refugees we're bringing in from Afghanistan, that they're all properly vetted, that they truly are worthy of having asylum because they did help us. But they've also acknowledged, yes, we have caught a few of the terrorists mixing in with them, and transit points in Germany and elsewhere, as we were checking them, realized that this person never should have been taken out of Afghanistan. And keep in mind, when the Taliban ran over Afghanistan and opened up the prisons, a lot of those inside those prisons in Afghanistan were ISIS members. They'd been locked up because of Taliban and Afghan government and even al-Qaeda don't like ISIS, so they had them locked up. Now they're free, and many of them apparently are being mixed in with some of these coming to the U.S. If we're not properly vetting them, the president even insists we are, but we are not properly vetting them. But then again, once they get here, they're supposedly going through additional vetting. And the issue at the border, what are we doing about the border? Oh, well, we're not doing any real vetting down there either when you get down to it. There is a report that the Afghans arriving at U.S. military bases will get $1,250 in payments right away to give them some money to help them get started. President Biden making a tour of the disaster in Louisiana, specifically in the New Orleans area, about 800,000 still without power in that state. I've told you before, a president going to watch and see such an event like that, it's just a photo op. Nothing's going to change. He's already been told, and he knows it's a disaster, but they were all happy to see him. And Governor Edwards of Louisiana said, I'm glad he was here. He could see better than watching it on TV. And, of course, they're all kind of pointing back. Remember Bush, when Katrina hit New Orleans, he just kind of flew over from about 5,000 feet. He didn't land. Well, the reason he didn't land is because you're going to have to tie up people to take care of security for the president. Biden is doubling down on his support for that $3.5 trillion spending plan. They're not going to give up on that. We might could learn something from China. they have decided to tighten control over TV, and in particular, reducing children's access to online games, saying it's not good for them. Yeah, maybe the Chinese have a good idea there. And then out of Chicago, carjacking. Series of Uber carjackings. One of them ending in a crash, and the suspect arrested said, yeah, I had taken, they carjacked the Uber car, and he was delivering food, and I started opening the food trying to eat it, and I lost control of the car. Can I have the food?
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The very same people who've told us for decades now that it's my body, my choice, and seemed to mean it when they said it, those same people abandoned their own argument immediately when COVID arrived. Suddenly, on a dime, they turned and they were demanding that we wear the mask and get the shot. But these were not optional suggestions. They weren't deeply personal decisions to be made according to the dictates of individual conscience after consulting with family, physicians, and clergy. They weren't between you, your doctor, and God. No, not at all. These were mandates. All of a sudden, Democrats were arguing that actually politicians do get to decide what you do with your body. It's their choice, not yours. Inject these powerful drugs whether you want to or not because we own you.
That's Tucker Carlson echoing some remarks I was making for you the other day, and the sense that for all those who have cried before, women themselves, them saying it, or others saying it for them, it's my body. I can do what I want with it. I don't want you telling me I can't have an abortion. And of course, the first line of response from me is always, well, yeah, okay. But if your mother had made that same decision, you wouldn't be here to have this discussion anyway, would you? Biden is exposed once again for his hypocrisy. And it's just the latest of many. But let's focus on this one particular issue. When he was a senator, he voted to support the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment says basically no federal dollars can be used for an abortion, period. Biden's a Catholic. And the Catholic faith is obviously against abortions. Now, we all have our faiths, and we all fall short of what our faith demands of us, and we should be doing. I know I do. I'm the first to admit I'm a sinner. I'm the worst of the worst, probably, in many ways. And to the point that when I'm adding prayers at night, I say, just my prayers and my standing might be the least of anyone who's praying about this right now, but please include my prayer as well for the safety of the nation or whatever the issue is. So we all fall short. But Biden did his for political gain when he made his change. I'm looking at a piece that was written by a Fox News correspondent, Sam Dorman, talking about how Biden changed his position and says now life doesn't begin at conception, which is a key part of this heartbeat bill in Texas. Basically, the one upheld by the Supreme Court, 5-4, that the Texas heartbeat law can stand while other cases are being challenged in other courts. They could have granted an injunction, said that the Texas heartbeat law cannot go forward at this time until others are resolved, but on a 5-4 ruling, said it stands for now. So Texas became the first state in the nation to enact a heartbeat abortion law. At 6 weeks, a heartbeat can be detected. And if it can be detected, then no woman can have an abortion at 6 weeks. We're not even talking about second trimester. We're not even talking about late in the first trimester. We're talking about 6 weeks. So Biden, today, during a news conference, today, and you heard part of it on the news report at the beginning of the hour. He said, I respect those who believe life begins in the moment of conception. I respect that. Don't agree, but I respect that. That's what he said today, just within the last couple hours. In 2008... In 2015, he said, life begins at conception. In an interview in 2015, he said, I'm prepared to accept that at the moment of conception, there's human life and being. But I'm not prepared to say that to other God-fearing, non-God-fearing people that have a different view. In other words, I'm prepared to accept that at the moment of conception, there's a human being and life. He admitted so in 2008, then as recently as 2015. But now he says, no, I respect those who believe life begins at the moment of conception. I respect that. Don't agree, but respect it. The White House is being hammered by reporters who are asking good questions, at least those who are being legitimate about it. Of course, really, quite honestly, the White House and Biden, we'll talk about anything other than Afghanistan. Let's do that anyway. But the question with the heartbeat law coming out of Texas and Biden being a Catholic and originally supporting the Hyde Amendment, no federal dollars to be spent on abortions, now doing not only a swing about on that particular point, but when life begins. So a reporter, it might have been Peter Ducey, I did not check for sure, but a reporter's asking the question, having to be masked up, of course, so it's hard to understand, of Jen Psaki questioning Biden's faith, references thoughts now, and saying that the Texas law is, as you heard him say a moment ago, almost un-American. Here we go.
Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Well, you know, Jen Psaki just said two things that the woke culture should be shouting in her face. She's telling a man, you've never been pregnant. You can't be pregnant. Oh, wait a minute. We've been told, yes, men can be pregnant. And then a doctor, an obstetrician, teaching other students at a college in California had mentioned that You know, when women get pregnant and they say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't mean to offend that and say only women can get pregnant. Only females can get pregnant would be more accurate. But he was just trying to say, if I offended anyone by suggesting only a woman could get pregnant. So Jen Psaki right there, she's right in the face of woke culture. But nobody's going to call her out on that. I did, and now you have heard me rant on it. But she insisted, you don't even know, you don't understand, and it should be the woman's right, her decision. And the reporter's saying, well, how can he justify that with his faith? Matt Dowd, a Texan who was also a campaign strategist for Bush Cheney in 2004, who is now a big, big liberal on CNBC, MSNBC, any of the leftists who will pay him some money, he'll go in there and say, I, as a Republican, believe that he's not a Republican. He's a Texan only by birth. So I'll have to give him that. But he said, I was watching that question, and here's what Matt Dowd was bothered by in the question.
I was listening to that question that got asked Jen Psaki and Jen's response to this, and I'm offended by that guy's question. I'm somebody that was raised Roman Catholic. I'm a Christian. I go to church every week. And the idea that these folks think that the word pro-life belongs in their mouth, it ought to be ripped out of their mouth.
Rip it out of their mouth? And he's offended by the question? It's a question. And you're not allowed to ask it because it might offend somebody? There's your woke culture again. Was he not offended by Jen Psaki saying you're a man, you wouldn't know what it's like to be pregnant, you couldn't know? Did he not complain about that? He should have. But then he says, and then you got all these people in Texas that are all for this thing. He said, I love my state, but what we're doing now, this just it's just wrong, this Texas heartbeat law. And he said, you have to keep in mind, basically, these people that are supporting all this and they're pushing it. He said, they are showing, and they love using this word, because they don't get to use it much against conservatives in any way. And he's using it improperly here, but I'm going to let him do it because I try to let you hear all of the sides. And he's saying this is probably a perfect example of the hypocrisy that exists with pro-lifers.
The idea that these folks think that the word pro-life belongs in their mouth, it ought to be ripped out of their mouth, because these are folks that constantly talk about pro-life and want nothing to do with doing anything about guns, want nothing to do with doing anything about capital punishment, want nothing to do with doing anything about funding health care of the people that may be born because of this. They're not pro-life, they're pro-birth. That's who these people are. And they have nothing. The words pro-life of the people that support this ought to never come out of their mouth again.
Oh, okay, well, I guess by his definition and his description, I can no longer use those words. I can no longer say pro-life. Oh, I did it. Oh, I'm sorry I did it. I'm sorry. I guess you heard me say pro-life. I did it again. I need to apologize because he said I cannot use the word pro-life. Oh, I did it again. The hypocrisy exists with him in that attitude. On several levels. Let me take you through a few of the levels. In the prior bite, before that rant he had then, he was talking about, I'm offended by the question that was raised to Jen Psaki to dare ask, you know, how does the president justify his stance now considering his religion? And he said, I was offended. I was raised Roman Catholic. I'm a Christian. I go to church every week. I will tell you this, and many of you already know this. You can claim to be a Christian, go to church every week, but if you're not living in the walk and the talk, well, then you're not really one. And if you are doing your very best, you're going to fall short. I know I do. I'm sure many of you are much better than me. And I'm just thankful because of my religion with Christian and believing in Christ that, you know, God will show me some mercy. And I cling deeply to one passage in James 3:16, I think off the top of my head, mercy outweighs judgment. And I really need God's mercy more than judgment, believe me. But I've got here Matt Dowd going on and on saying that because I would support the capital punishment, that I'm not pro-life. I've told you before, and many of you would agree, the person on death row facing capital punishment, a death sentence, did something to put them there. If the proper laws and investigation were carried out, obviously there could be mistakes, but take all of that out. But just compare it to the baby coming out of the womb. That child has done nothing sinful against man nor God at that point. And the gun control. Yeah, they got to throw the gun control thing in. Well, you can't really care about life if you're all for guns. Yeah, I care very much about life. That's why I carry a gun, to protect my life and the lives of my loved ones. And yes, I am pro-birth. Yes, I am. But the hypocrisy that they want to claim really is their hypocrisy, and they know it. We'll take a break when we come back. I want you to hear Dowd answer a question from Nicole Wallace regarding some of this interview. It's going to be another example of just hypocrisy. And you may say, I got it, Larry, I got it. Well, I'm going to make sure you got it, because I've got some out there, and they're friends. And they're all about abortion, and it's a woman's right, and so forth and so on. We're going to get into all of that with you and your body when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Matt Dowd, this is your state. You've been calling out its leaders for a long time. With this law, I described it with Neil yesterday as a medieval state of affairs. It feels like gender apartheid on the medical front for women. What's going on in Texas?
Well, I woke up this morning and I stayed pissed off, I have to say, and I'm still angry about this. And I didn't think I could get more angry or more pissed off about what the leadership of the state is doing, the cruel and craven leadership of the governor and the lieutenant governor here. This is one thing, which is the worst thing they've done so far, but it's one of many awful things they've done in the state. I love Texas, but I hate our politics. And when you watch this unfold, they are basically appeasing to only 5% of the country and 5% of this state to do this. Two-thirds of the state of Texas wants to retain Roe versus Wade as the law of the land.
That's Matt Dowd's response to MSNBC anchor Nicole Wallace saying this law, talking about the Texas heartbeat law, she said, I described as a medieval state of affairs, gender apartheid on the medical front for women. And Dowd says, oh, I woke up angry and pissed off. I still am with the state and the governor and everybody here doing. It's wrong. It's awful. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know where. I don't know if he's got any facts to back up that two-thirds of the state of Texas want to retain Roe v. Wade. I didn't have time to research it. I could just say, I'll just accept it and say it's okay. Okay. But I may still have a question about it. I do know that Nicole Wallace went on to say, you know, at this moment, male governors in Florida and Arizona and Texas don't want the body to be covered by a 4-inch piece of cloth against mask mandates, but going to reach deep into the uterus of a woman and tell all of them to carry the baby to full term. That's what she's basically saying. And, of course, the cry has always been for women, it's my body, my choice, my decision. Well, as we begin today's second hour, after we got past news and commentary, I ran a little piece of Tucker Carlson saying they just turned on a dime away from that very thought. Because now they're saying, no, you don't have control of your own body. The government does. We own you. We can decide. But, of course, it's only limited to what they want to limit it to. And there's some interesting developments going on mandates and so forth. There's something that broke a moment ago. I need to put this in front of you right now because I've been watching for more. The White House making a stunning admission about the U.S. readiness for future pandemics. President Biden's top science advisor warning that another pandemic could occur soon. This is not Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake at this time. This is Dr. Eric Lander, the top science advisor, White House Office of Science and Technology. And by soon, he means within the next decade. He said we need to be prepared for such viral threats in the future. And he says we're not adequately prepared to handle future pandemics without a new strategy. Well, that, I guess, is going to put more pressure on Biden. You're going to come up with one for this? And, of course, all the talk about doing a booster shot, Dr. Fake has said that. Biden's been pushing it. Pharmaceutical companies, yeah, let's do the booster shots because they make money, you know. Now other health officials are saying we're not going to be able to implement any COVID-19 booster shot plan just yet. The FDA and CDC say we need more time to review data. They want to follow the science. How stupid. Follow the science. No, the CDC and FDA said we need to get a better handle on this before we suddenly rush forward with these booster shots. Yeah, it's already been suggested that those who got the Pfizer vaccine do need a booster shot. That's where it's headed right now, but there's more to that. And then, of course, the whole idea, can you be forced to do it? And can your kids be forced? And at what age? This is where the rubber hits the road for many. When we come back, you're going to be hearing a state trooper sitting in his patrol car doing a recording and explaining his view when it comes to his body and mandates by the government. An Oregon state trooper. You don't want to miss it. Coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm a Christian, a husband, a father, and a police officer. I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, to protect the freedom of the people who pay my salary. I do not work for my governor, but for them. The governor elected to this beautiful state has ordered medical workers, teachers, and first responders to get the vaccine. I have personal and religious reasons as to why I will not take the vaccine, but also the freedom to choose not to. I'll likely get fired over this video, but I'm nonetheless exercising my First Amendment right to speak freely.
First Amendment right, speak freely. An Oregon State trooper, 8 years with the Oregon State Police. Said I might get fired. Well, I'll tell you what happened to him in a few moments. But he felt compelled to point out that he's not going to get the vaccine. He has his own reasons. I mean, he said, I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. But he identified himself as a Christian, a husband, father, police officer, and said he's being demanded that he has to have the vaccine because the governor of his state said all state employees must do so. Oregon also reinstated indoor mask mandate and requiring, as I say, some state employees to get vaccinated. Now, as a state trooper, and to quote, uphold the law as it's written, then that means if he sees you and you don't have the mask on, wherever it might be, there could be a penalty for you. Oregon has had some of the strictest coronavirus measures and mandates in the last year, in addition to Michigan, of course. But not everyone wants the vaccine for either religious reasons, health reasons, or just it's my body, it's my decision. Where have you heard that before? You know where you've heard it. We've been discussing it. You know where you've heard it. And, of course, the push now is to also, you're going to have booster shot. And these demanding vax documents you're going to have to carry around and show. I have admitted to you that I was not going to get it. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. It's just that I was not going to get one until we had a death in the family of a close relative. And my daughters insisted that, Dad, you're 12 years or so older than him. And he seemed to be in perfectly good health. And you've got to promise us, because you've had some breathing problems in the past, and that you got to promise us you're going to do it. I make a promise to my kids, I'm going to keep it. And in part, one of my grandchildren has been diagnosed type 1 diabetic. So I don't want to take a chance that maybe I would be carrying something to give it to him. I don't know if I would or not, but, you know, fine. But if you don't want to do it for whatever your reason, be it religious, your doctor telling you that's not a good idea for you with conditions right now, or it's too early, we don't know a lot about it, or you just decide it's my body and I'm making that decision. Let's go back to the comments of the Oregon State Trooper.
I've fallen in line for over a year with these useless and effective mask mandates, and I will no more. I will not sit back and sheepishly watch as those who serve the people of the state are given unlawful orders which threaten their livelihoods should they choose not to fall in line. Discretion is one of the most important parts of my job as a police officer. I will use that discretion, and I will not enforce useless mask mandates or unlawful vaccine orders.
Said he will not enforce them. Well, the state police have not issued a full comment on what the officer said. And he made his video after Governor Kate Brown, liberal, issued an executive order that requires all executive branch employees to get vaccinated, all state employees at certain levels to be vaccinated. And this 8-year employee of the Oregon State Police said, for personal religious reasons, as to why I won't take the vaccine, as well as my freedom to not take it. And that's the point he's also driving home. It is your body. It should be your choice.
If you're watching this video, I encourage you to look deep down and decide if you're going to fall in line as sheep or if you're going to stand up for the rights that we have for the short time we still have them. If you got the vaccine out of pure choice, that is your freedom. But if you got the vaccine out of fear, be careful. You are slowly giving up the freedoms that so many have fought for.
Good point. I would not have had the vaccine, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I just decided I haven't had a flu shot for 20 years. I'm fine. I wasn't going to do it. But I told you because of what my girls insisted and wanted, and I have a grandson who's got type 1 diabetes. Okay, I will go ahead and do it. And I'm playing this year in some of the games. The World Series of Poker is reopening. And they just sent out a notice after I'd already purchased and paid for one of my entries that you're going to have proof of vaccination to be playing. If you don't have it, you're not going to have vaccine, then we'll send your money back. Several people I know were going to be going and playing in the poker tournament, the World Series, as it resumes in Las Vegas starting in late September, have said, I guess I won't go this year. Not going to. That's their choice. Another part of a choice, of course, is that where your kids go to school. And school choice is very big. It's becoming a bigger issue as well for the minority community because they're beginning to realize, hey, we're not getting the proper best education because we're ordered we have to go here or even be bused if it's that process. But we're not getting the best teaching. So forth. If you allow more charter schools, you allow more school choice and give us some monies to help in that, let us make decisions for our kids. And a lot of that is increasing because in many cases, while there are some excellent teachers out there, thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of excellent teachers, there are also those who have either burned out, no longer care, never did care, or just kind of drawn a check or a pension or both at the time. And then you got some that are no longer bothering to educate. They're indoctrinating. A perfect example exposed in California at the Natomas Unified School District. That's the Sacramento area. A California teacher caught by a Project Veritas investigation. This teacher has a picture of Mao, the Chinese communist leader who's tortured and murdered hundreds of thousands. Got a picture of him in his classroom. And a flag of Antifa. And he's kind of proudly talking to this guy about why I do it. And that basically, I've got a limited amount of time, 180 days, to make these children, high school students, revolutionaries. Listen to this.
I have an Antifa flag on my wall, and a student complained about that, and he said it made him feel uncomfortable. Well, this is meant to make fascists feel uncomfortable, so if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values that this is antithetical to.
I like what you said in our phone call. So like I have 180 days, right?
Yeah. I have 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries.
And that's the question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them were indifferent. I think they're distracted by the gadgets and video games. How do you do that?
Scare the F out of them. We had to edit it as tight as we could. He says, I got other teachers that were all the same thought process. So imagine these kids are going to this school. Even if they raise a question in there, they're going to be challenged, shot down, and are their grade may be demoted. Oh, he'll give extra credit, by the way, if you go attend some of these Antifa rallies and things like that. He'll also give extra credit if you go help with the food donations. Well, that's good. Those are good causes. But he's really trying to push on them, Marxism, communism, and again, with a picture of Mao in his office, in his room, Mao, known for killing anywhere between 500,000 to 20 million during the Cultural Revolution. Not educating, indoctrinating. And we got a lot of parents showing up at school board meetings angry on that point and many others, including vax mandates and masks. We're going to get into that, and also my boots on the ground correspondent Chicago Anthony filing a report regarding what they're doing in Chicago. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Away.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Emotions are running high at school board meetings across the USA over masks. Mask mandates are touching raw nerves everywhere.
Actions have consequences. If you vote for this, we will come for you in a non-violent way.
You do not have the legal authority to issue a mandate. These parents aren't putting a mask on their children, and if you try to force us to do so, I know I personally will sue, and anyone else here who will join me, please show a check.
That's a sample of some of the school board meetings and parents rising up against mask mandates and vax passports or demands of that, and universities have been dropping students left and right if they're not going to get it, or giving them such severe restrictions they may not be able to perform at their best if they're competing in a sport, might end up losing a scholarship in the process. Parents were also upset with that Natomas school board teacher I was letting you hear in the previous segment, exposed by Project Veritas, Gabriel Guype, saying, "I'm going to try to scare the F out of kids, motivate them politically to become more like Antifa." The board has a move, by the way, to put him on unpaid leave, but the parents want more, so he should not be allowed, and any other teacher like that needs to be run out at the same time. Parents are showing up at these school board meetings, which used to be just, you know, pretty common, nothing big going on generally, but because of indoctrination, critical race theory teaching, mask mandates, vax mandates. By the way, speaking of mandates for kids, in Britain, they have made a decision and a ruling that they are not going to, in the UK, they're not going to approve COVID-19 vaccinations for healthy children ages 12 to 15. They're healthy. And then, hey, why would we do that? Well, that's a big question. And so it's also healthy. Why we have them wear the mask? Some have said, oh, making them wear a mask all day, that it would reduce their immunity. Some scientists, depending on who you want to listen to, would say, no, that won't reduce their immunity. But how do they know? No one's ever been doing it for years and months and hours on forever. So they don't really have any guidance data either. And then when it comes to the vaccine, the same thing. Florida Department of Health issued a notice saying it's going to issue $5,000 fines to schools if they require the students to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. And not just schools, businesses, government agencies. And, of course, we're moving into the long Labor Day weekend for folks to have some extra time and maybe do some traveling. So my boots on the ground correspondent in Chicago, Andrew, sent me this. He said, "I'm not all that fired up about this. I suppose years of living where I live, being in Chicago, have dulled my sense of outrage regarding directives from our local ruling class. We've been blessed with a pandemic that completely ignores the young. Yesterday, I'm out walking my dog, Frank." Now we know his dog's name. I mean, thanks, Andrew. You gave me every piece of information. Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, walk past an elementary school a few blocks from my house. The young kids, kindergarten or first grade, out playing on the playground, all wearing masks. Beautiful sunny day, 5 or 6 year olds, all fully masked. He said, "I decided a while ago I'm not going to let something as simple as a piece of cloth become controversial or political in my own mind. I decided humans are much too complex to be judged by something so trivial. However, there is a visual element to seeing another human with half their face covered." And he said, "And now this edict from my daughter's school. It's Labor Day. We're going to see family and friends. We're going to travel. The data shows there is no danger to our kids. Let us live." Here's what went out to the families of this school. The district sent out updated travel guidance ahead of the holiday weekend. If your child is unvaccinated and you're going to travel to an orange state this weekend, they're going to need to, one, get tested with a viral test 3 to 5 days after travel and stay home, self-quarantine for a full 7 days. Or two, if you decide not to have your unvaccinated student get tested, they will need to stay home and stay self-quarantined for 10 days after travel. Students who need to quarantine for travel are not eligible for remote learning. See what they're doing here? They're doing it for grades PK, 4, grades 5 through 8, all the grades. They have reached a point where, I mean, as one doctor I had on the other day, Dr. Lehman, U.S. Center for Sports Medicine, said, as a doctor, he said, I would recommend you get the vaccination. But as an American, I said, you're right to say, no, I don't want it. And I don't have to have it. This story is far from being over. And Candace Owens, conservative commentator, black woman, said she was denied even a COVID-19 test because they knew who she was and her political affiliation. She conservative. They wouldn't give her the test. That's what her claim is. Well, we got a lot to cover as we continue and more programs to come. I want to thank you for sharing and letting your friends and neighbors know we're on the air. I have had so many people come up and say, I learned about your program from someone else, and now I'm listening all the time. Well, I thank you. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.